Right now on VFN TV, Turkey continues with Erdogan. We told you we believed it was the night of long knives moment for Turkey, and it looks just like that as they're beginning to arrest folks, shut down the newspapers, and you're looking at a dictator rise and potentially partnering with Iran, just like prophecy said, against Israel. Also, we'll be talking about how this persecution is beginning to increase around the world. And a Satanist club, the Temple of Satanists, working together to be able to, they want to have a club, a Satan club, in every elementary school in America. And finally, September 30th, they're talking about giving the internet away. That's right, right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
The other headline read, "Does God play softball? Hail the size of softballs destroy thousands of homes and autos."
Terrifying storms blasting up to softball-sized hail.
A cyber event could actually shut down power grids, financial institutions, cause absolute chaos across the nation.
And it is with great sadness that I share we have not 20 but 50 casualties. In addition to the shooter, there are another 53 that are hospitalized.
During the calls, he said he was doing this for the leader of ISIL, who he named and pledged loyalty to.
Nations shall be shaken, but kingdoms will be jolted.
Voters in the United Kingdom have voted to leave the European Union.
We are in World War III, and so the Congress should be dealing with this.
So there is
we've been infiltrated.
What do you think is writing your foreign policy?
When the president of the free world stands and says that Islam is a religion of peace, he creates the climate. He provides the climate, the perfect climate, to create more terrorism.
Embracing a perverted interpretation of Islam that calls for war against America and the West.
Islam is about peace and brotherhood.
One of the prophetic dreams God gave us was how this current administration cut a covenant with Islam, and we're seeing specifically it looks like this thing is being walked out.
I just felt it in my spirit. I felt like the Lord was saying to me, if they divide Jerusalem, if America has a hand, if the Secretary of State or the President or whoever has a hand in causing Israel to divide Jerusalem and giving up that land for peace, I will divide America.
This begins at the local level. This is going to be a county-by-county fight. So sheriffs and pastors become two of the most important people groups.
The pastor and the sheriff are some of the most important folks in your community.
It's going to be full-scale war. It's going to be with all the capabilities of the IDF.
Best formula for achieving peace remains two states for two peoples, in which a demilitarized Palestinian state finally recognizes the Jewish state.
We can actually win the hearts over if we go out and begin to evangelize and share the love of God. Militant times are coming, but it's time for the church to be able to rise up.
The trend of embracing Israel will overcome the trend of maligning Israel.
Only a united church can heal a divided nation.
God is calling out the evangelists to arise and to proclaim the gospel with miracles, signs, and wonders, because this is the season for the glory of God to shine, and the world is going to know that Jesus the Savior is alive and well.
Let me be the one to at least share the good news about the Chinese. They are having the world's largest revival. About 28,000 to 30,000 people coming to Christ in China every single day. That's about a million a month.
What many say is the greatest spiritual awakening in southern West Virginia history.
Lord, you don't write the chains.
Billy Graham's mantle's coming on this nation. There was coming a call when the Gentile Rus would begin to unite together all across the globe and begin to declare, your people will be my people. We're declaring Jubilee. It's time for another great messianic awakening.
We Catholics,
abbiamo ricevuto tanto.
We've dal received movimento di Azusa Street.
So much from the Azusa Street.
Ma vogliamo
We, voi protestanti.
We want to ask you Protestants. We want to ask for your forgiveness for not respecting the love of the law.
Per non aver usato.
I want to walk with those who walk in agreement. I'm telling you, we can make a difference. But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
Smith Wigglesworth, he made this statement just before he died. Whenever the word comes together with the spirit, we will have the greatest spiritual awakening the world has ever known. If you say yes, I will go. Yes, I will mobilize. If you can't go, then you're responsible to mobilize those who can go.
This is so exciting to watch all these things take place. You know, we live in God.
Yes.
We abide with God, and we're excited about the things of God. And I believe the church is going to get excited again about the things of God.
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is Steve Kalaszewski. I want to say, first of all, how thankful we are that you have joined us in our audience. It's us together walking through this time, and the whole point that we wanted to... 4 years ago, we launched VFN TV and the daily radio program as God spoke to us, is to be able to have a conversation, a sane conversation about what's happening from a Christian perspective, you know, keeping the conversation light that we talk about. And your writing to us and communicating with us and partnering with us has greatly encouraged us. So we just want to say thank you for that. Well, here we are, Turkey, the president of Turkey, Erdogan, which President Obama calls one of his close friends, is pushing his country to be able to get rid of their constitution and embrace Islam as a religion. Now, the prophetic word given by John Paul Jackson over these nations is they will embrace Islam, a controlling religion. He said there's something behind that that will be way worse. And we'll make that available to you on VFNTV.com on The Torch, and we'll make it related to this particular article we're talking about. But there's Satan is just evil. And the people that were backing Erdogan saying this is a good thing, now we're watching exactly what we were saying prophetically was going to happen. He's clamping down on his people, he's shutting down the press, and he's hurting and killing and persecuting Christians. Let's take a look.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is using the failed July 15th coup to reshape Turkey in his image. Some say it is a reboot of the old Muslim Ottoman Empire, a de facto dictatorship for the immensely popular leader. In what Amnesty International has labeled a brutal backlash against enemies real or imagined, Erdogan has detained over 15,000, arrested 8,000, and dismissed 60,000 civil servants. In a speech to his followers, Erdogan, sounding more like a sultan than the president of a democracy, said, "For one time only, I will be forgiving those who disrespected me and insulted me in any way, and will be withdrawing all charges against them." Some warn that Turkey is on its way to becoming an Islamic republic like Iran, and recent developments there put Christians at even greater risk. Protestants are already not allowed to build churches and must call them associations, and some were attacked after the coup attempt. Turkey, which once had 2 million Christians, now may have as few as 120,000. There are even new concerns that the ancient Byzantine church, the Hagia Sophia, will be turned into a mosque. America's Incirlik Air Base is also at risk from rising Islamism. At this protest outside the base, the leader accused the U.S. of the crime of attacking Muslim nations. Erdogan's crackdown after the coup attempt has created a breach in relations with Turkey's Western allies, who fear they are watching Turkey turn into a dictatorship. A defiant Erdogan said relations with the West will continue, but they have no place in our hearts. Dale Hurd, CBN News.
Could you imagine the president of the United States standing up and saying, "Listen, I'm going to forgive you for what you've done, and I'm not going to hold these charges against you." That's a dictator view of things. Turkey was a democracy, and now we're watching it go from constitutional rights where people could talk freely and publish what they're saying freely in newspapers. And we're watching the progression of where many people are wanting to take America in the same particular direction. And they come right after the church. The church can't even call themselves the church anymore. They're having to call themselves an organization or an association, they report. And if you haven't yet, you've got to see what Francis Chan was talking about. But first, he was talking about what happens when politics come in and you see this governmental oppression of the church and what's taking place. We'll talk about that in a moment. But it reminds me of the neighboring nation of Turkey, Iraq. And when Saddam Hussein came in and he started to take power and he had a coup against the current leadership, and we just saw this, you know, faux fake coup look like took place in Turkey, and it allowed Erdogan, the president of Turkey, begin to clamp down on his political enemies. It's like the Night of Long Knives in Germany. But you know what he did? He actually gathered the parliament together, Saddam Hussein did, and he had them begin to call out their names, the ones that fought against him, and took them out one by one from the governmental building, the parliament. And what did they do with them? Well, take a look. I got a video right now. You can see firsthand what happens if we turn our back on God and a tyrant takes over. Take a look.
I apologize for being blunt, but that's what they pay me for. Yeah. anyone who says, okay, Saddam Hussein was a bad guy, has just proved they don't know what they're talking about. Bad guy does not cover it.
I suppose I'll start with Iraq. Which was best described by, has best been captured by, under its old regime form, a brilliant author, an Iraqi-English, half-Iraqi, half-English author called Kanan Makia, who had to write for a long time under a protective pseudonym of Samir al-Khalil, and wrote a tremendous book called The Republic of Fear, which is the best foreword description that one could have of the regime of Saddam Hussein. If you can get hold of it, and you can, if you go back to look at the program that Kanan Makia and Hodding Carter once did for public broadcasting, you can actually get to see one of the most chilling, annihilatingly chilling, actually, videos ever made in the 20th century. It shows the moment at which Saddam Hussein, the actual moment at which Saddam Hussein seized power in Iraq for himself. There's the Central Committee of the Ba'ath Party, perhaps 100 people, are sitting in a very formal array in a conference room. And Saddam Hussein is chairing them from a podium, smoking a large cigar. And suddenly, without warning to anyone, in is dragged between two guards and in chains, a broken man, a man who's obviously physically and mentally been utterly destroyed. His personality has been evacuated. And prodded a bit, he stumbles through a confession that implicates himself and others in a plot to destroy the Iraqi Republic, to remove the regime of the Ba'ath Party, and to ruin the Iraqi revolution, the counter-revolution, in other words. Having confessed for himself and having begged to be executed for his crimes, having been reduced to a state of complete abjection, the man then says, the following members of this central committee were with me in this plot, and he begins to read out their names. Slowly. And as this happens, you can see it, the guards move every time a name is mentioned, and they grab the member of the central committee and lead him out of the door. And after about a dozen of these, there's panic. Sheer animal panic starts to spread among those who haven't yet been named. And in the hope that they're not going to be, they start screaming and jumping up and saying, glory to Saddam Hussein, our leader. All praise to him, the sun, the moon, the stars of Iraq, praying that it won't be them who are calling this. Nothing makes any difference. The harvest just goes on randomly. They're taken off the chessboard and taken out until half of them are gone. And the rest are just limp and done for and almost dying with relief that it wasn't them. It's the most extraordinary live show of a real, for keeps, political purge that you'll ever see. And then there's the second half, where the surviving half are told to go out in the yard and are given guns and are told to shoot convicted of. Now they're in the plot. Now they are cemented to the leadership. Now, Kanan Nakir in his book says correctly, he says, Hitler wouldn't have thought of that. Stalin didn't even think of that, and he thought about these things a lot. About how to get one member of the Central Committee to betray another member and keep them all guessing so that you're the ultimate beneficiary. But this, it's often, I think, very, very, very hard for people who live in civilized countries, democratic countries, to understand what it would be like to live even a day under a regime that was like this. I used to find in arguments about Iraq that I knew right away when someone didn't know what they were talking about. And the dead giveaway would always be when they would say, all right, I agree, Saddam Hussein is a bad guy. I said, that means you don't know. You don't know anything about it. If that's what you think. You don't know what it would be like to be sitting at home wondering where your daughter was and finding out because the police came around and banging on the door handed you a video while they stood there of her being raped by their colleagues, just to show you who was boss. The word evil, which I began with, I think does need a bit of justification. Many people think that to even use the word evil is sort of naive or morally too judgmental. You know what I'm driving at, too simplistic. And yet it's somehow a word without which we cannot do. The person who spills their cup of coffee in the morning on a copy of the party paper that has the leader's picture on it, and everyone in the cafe goes completely quiet. You just desecrated a picture of the leader. The police are on their way now. You've just made the biggest mistake of your life.
So you're looking, that is what took place in a neighboring country, and now we're seeing that very same thing begin to appear to unfold in Turkey. Used to be the NATO ally, it was the American friend. You know, when you saw Erdogan, President Erdogan, right in front of the founding president, leader of Turkey, he's the total opposite of that particular founder, because that founder did not want to have a Islamic government. They wanted to have a secular government that allowed for all religion to be able to function in that particular country. And then now they're forcing, it looks like, Islam. And he tried it a couple of times. We talked about it on the program a couple of times, and it didn't work when they tried to get the people to vote their constitutional rights away. And now we're seeing it taken by force. We need to learn from this, because that's what the adversary would love to do in America. Well, after the break, we're going to talk about how this satanic temple is writing a letter to the schools in California, and they're wanting to be able to put a club, like you have a Christian club and all the different schools, they want to be able to put a club for Satan in every elementary school in America. We have to wake up. It's time for us to wake up. Make sure you join us after the break.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Talked to her and she said, I just left Seattle. And she said, I was in a meeting in Seattle, Pastor. She said, I know I never met you, but I've been going here a long time. I said, yeah, I know that. She said, I just left a meeting in Seattle. And she said, Dr. Cho was the speaker. And she said, I heard him say in Seattle that the Lord told him, he said, I'm about to pour out my spirit in America. And he said, well, Lord, I said, are you through with America? Are you through with America? It looks like that, you know, everything's just going haywire. Are you through with America? And God said, oh, no. He said, I'm not through with America. He said, I'm about to pour out my spirit there. He said, as a matter of fact, get your atlas out of your attaché case. And he got his atlas out and opened it up. And the Lord said, point. And it landed right on the dot of Pensacola. And the Lord spoke to Joe and said, I'm going to pour out my spirit first here like a match head. It'll burn like a match head, bright, and it'll be powerful. And he said, then it will go over to the Mississippi River, and it'll back up across Florida again, come down into the peninsula of Florida, go up the east coast, down through the west and the southwest, and shoot out to the northwest. And before my coming, all of America will be ablaze with the glory of God.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN-TV and the David Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day, plus things that you need to know, is right there for you where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in Vision and SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFNTV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFNTV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Well, here we are, you know, looking at this crisis taking place in Turkey. And we're just repeating is what took place in Iraq. But you think about it. Okay, the world's going to do what the world's going to do. But where does the church and where does Israel stand in this? It's very important. Ever how goes Israel, so goes the church. And we're looking at Israel totally surrounded. We're watching the church has to call themselves an association. Listen, you got to learn how to be the church. It's time to, you're just going to have to learn how to be the church. Don't off it on other people. Begin to read the word of God. I encourage you, if you have not yet gone to vinefellowshipnetwork.org, you need to check it out. Go to Emmaus Road. Take a look at that. You got to find out how to do this thing before they call it the thing that you go to now, an association. Mm-hmm. Because the church doesn't go away. A building may go away, but God's kingdom is forever. As a matter of fact, what I think about Francis Chan. When Francis Chan was talking about history, the difference between the Russia church and the China church, when both governments wanted to do away, like Erdogan's doing now, with the church. Let's take a look and listen to what Francis Chan found out from history, what we have to face down the road, possibly in America.
Sure. Because, here's the thing, I'm not trying to be prophetic right now, I'm just using my logic. And I'm going, I think the way the world is going, the way the U.S. is going, I think there's going to come a time, and it's probably going to be sooner than later, when what I do in a public forum is going to be labeled as a hate crime. That a lot of things that we teach will be labeled as hate speech. And will these public forums even be able to take place? And as we get closer to that, and there becomes this little war of whether we can do it or not, we'll be so consumed with winning this war that we'll forget about preparing for the future. And again, let me just throw a couple examples out at you. And I'm not saying this is where the U.S. is going. Understand me. I just want to throw a thought out at you. And again, it's from history, which I'm terrible at history. But this I do know because I read it in a book. We had these communist revolutions in China and in Russia. In both revolutions, they were trying to kill the church, right? I mean, the whole point is we're gonna destroy the church. And now in Russia, everything was built around cathedrals and these priests. Everything was centered around these buildings and these teachers. The moment the government took away these teachers and the church assets, the people didn't know where to turn. They didn't know how to grow. They didn't know how to disciple. And so the church basically died. In China, same thing happened. And under Mao Zedong, they tried to, they got rid of all the buildings. But there was something different about the church in China. See, what before all that happened, they had empowered the ordinary Christians. And the ordinary Christians knew how to lead others to the Lord. The everyday church attender knew how to teach others how to grow in their faith. So when they took away the leaders and they took away the church buildings, the church was fine. The people were fine. In fact, under Mao Zedong, the church, the persecuted church, grew from 2 million to an estimated about 80 million in these underground gatherings. Why? Because the people, they understood how to minister to other people. They knew how to teach other people. And I just want you to look at your life and go, okay, which camp would I fall into? Would I be one of those that's just lost? Like, wow, what do we do now? The building's gone. The leadership's gone. Or do you just go, we don't really need a building. And I know the Word of God. And I know how to lead other people. And I when I look at what God's doing with people craving this type of leadership and this type of movement, I go, it could be the Lord preparing us for the future. And it's pretty exciting to be a part of that. And I hope you get excited about that. And I hope you go, okay, what would it look like for me? And am I this leader? Am I making a disciple? Because regardless, biblically, that's what we're supposed to be doing.
So we've got to be prepared. This is happening all around us. And it would be totally different if our current leadership wasn't embracing this reality and partnered with the Muslim Brotherhood and putting him on the Homeland Security. And Jay Johnson, the head of the Homeland Security, going, Islam is a peaceful religion. And getting rid of every mention, according to Michelle Bachmann, of anything about Islam, radical Islam, being an adversary of any nation in our own FBI and CIA books. I mean, we got a storm is being fashioned. So we need to wake up as the church, you know, and say, you know, what do I have to do here? Well, think about this. This is going on in the world. Simultaneously, the city of Pensacola, Florida, the city hall, city of Pensacola, their president of their city council, reportedly Barr, Councilman Barr, schedules a disciple of Satan to come in and invoke Satan over that city, a city of Pensacola. Simultaneously, a truck at the very same time that the city of Pensacola has allowed a Satanist to come and speak over that city, over Pensacola, an ISIS loyalist is running over people and France Nice, in a France. Truck in Nice, France, at this very same time. And now that incident in Pensacola, Florida, is being used by a satanic group in the Washington Post.
Yeah.
Washington Post is talking about Pensacola as this temple of Satan, right? Satan's temple. Mm-hmm. As you're seeing here, they want to actually now develop a club that goes into every elementary school in America. And they're referencing, thank you, Pensacola, City of Pensacola City Council, they're referencing you as a reference in the Washington Post. Well, a disciple of Satan was able to get the Pensacola City Council to do this. They're referencing that for what? To put Satan in every single classroom, every single school in the elementary school. As a matter of fact, read the paragraph in their letter. They wrote a letter to, this is L.A.?
Correct, yeah. One of their representatives from the Satanic Temple from Los Angeles, they wrote a letter to the superintendent in L.A.
What's the date of that letter?
That was August 1st, 2016.
Okay.
And he writes...
So it just happened.
Yes.
So first, the Pensacola City Council said, listen, Satan, you can come here and invoke Satan over the city of Pensacola.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they write letters. Yeah. Listen, if you give Satan one little small foothold, I mean, you're looking at... Yep. You know, yeah. And now they're asking for every single school. Okay. Yeah.
So they write, on June 11th, 2001, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that Child Evangelism Fellowship could have access to public school facilities to conduct Good News Club meetings.
That's important. That's time when that you know you can't restrict the First Amendment. So the school buildings could be used before or after, where you could go in there, and we actually did that in the schools in regards to bringing food in and ministering to the young folks there and just sharing them the good news of Jesus Christ, and that's what they're referring to.
Yeah. The decision stated that religious clubs, such as the Good News Club, must be given the same access to school facilities accorded any other non-school-related group. Mm-hmm. Many school districts across the country have Good News Clubs using their facilities. As a result, those schools have opened their doors to school clubs of all religious viewpoints. While the Good News Club is working together with parents and the school to build some moral and spiritual character into the lives of their children based on their religious point of view, the Satanic Temple, or TST in this letter, also has plans to enrich the lives of children in your district.
Right. TST, so the Satanic Temple.
Correct. Okay. Correct. The Satanic Temple is a religious organization that seeks to encourage benevolence and empathy among all people. In addition, the Satanic Temple embraces practical common sense and promotes justice. The Satanic Temple facilitates the communication of mobilization of politically aware Satanists, secularists, and other advocates for individual liberty.
Okay. Enough.
Yeah.
They're writing a letter wanting to get into schools.
Yeah.
You cannot. I'm telling you, if you open the door, open door, empty houses, if you have not yet got that message, you can get that as a partner at VFNTV.com. We're going to have to fill our houses and close our doors. We cannot let Satan come and go in our own house, our own lives. We have to make up our choice what we're going to do. And so many people were saying about the city council in Pensacola, Florida, like, oh, we got to give, you know. No, I actually we talked to several of the councilmen there, and they said we did not have to do that. This was not the place. That did not have to happen. Only one councilman scheduled the disciple of Satan to be able to come there. And now look what they're referring, the Washington Post is referring to you, city of Pensacola. We need to repent before God and say, God, you know, forgive us for all this and begin to dedicate that city, dedicate the city of Pensacola, dedicate the county of Escambia County, and dedicate all the things that you have authority over back to God and say, listen, you know, we don't want this in our schools. Every single school, and they're saying they want to teach them free thinking. They want to teach them everything other than about Jesus Christ. And, you know, we've got to make up our mind. Are we a Christian nation? Are we founded on Christian principles? Yeah, granted, we're in a whole bunch of sin right now, but we can repent and come back to that original intent of God. This is so important. Listen, right now, if you begin to stand up and say, you know what, I'm just not going to just give it all away. I'm going to deal with my own life first. Now's the time to do that. This is not a movie. This is not some game. This is real. This is really happening. This is really happening. And their promotional videos for what they're doing is like some I couldn't even watch the whole thing. It was almost like the chant that was going on at City Hall that was happening, some demonic little chant thing. But understand, but it's got this eerie, I mean, my goodness, if you just played that music around a grammar school kid, they're going to be terrified.
Yeah.
Just hearing it, it's just the pits of hell in regards to what's going on. And they wouldn't mind you saying that because that's what they promote. Listen, we've got this offer for you, and we're going to go to a break, but it's so important to understand how to maintain your peace when God begins to deal with a nation. But when we get back from this break, we're going to talk about the reality that in the midst of all this, and look how the media right now has been taken over by the internet. All the paper presses are being shut down. Now imagine this. Not all the paper, but they're getting cut way back. People don't, you know, most people don't even really get a paper. They throw the iPad in my yard. How does that work? And so imagine now the internet being given away. Well, that's what we're going to talk about. Ted Cruz, Senator Ted Cruz, is talking about September the 30th, voting on giving the internet away. We're going to have to respond to God because it's just happening and happening. Join us after the break. First, this offer. Today's offer for your partnership of any amount is offer 2011, Living in Perfect Peace When God Deals with a Nation. There comes a time when God deals with cities and when he deals with nations. When God sees that the nation has taken a turn to the dark path, he in his infinite mercy and grace begins to warn us. Again and again, he sends waves of mercy, letting us know the end is not good if our nation continues in the path that we're going in. Again and again, we see in scripture that he warns many times again and again. And sometimes when they turn, the judgment is stopped. But when we don't turn and when they didn't turn,
judgment continued. This message is about how to live in perfect peace and live in peace when God deals with a nation such as this. You'll discover that God warns and protects those who listens and obeys him. And it's those who are the enemy of God that he deals with. As I was teaching this message and giving this message at the VFM Dream Center, six more police officers were ambushed and shot, and three of them were murdered in the state of Louisiana. Turbulent times are coming to America, and we have a short time for our nation to turn. Either way, you as a believer, as a disciple of Jesus Christ, need to know how to keep your peace when God deals with the nation. It's offer 2011, Living in Perfect Peace When God Deals with the Nation. For your love gift of any amount whatsoever, becoming a partner, you can do this by going to VFNTV.com, click on Partner Now, or write us at VFNTV 6500 North Pensacola Boulevard 32505, or call us at 844-408-3688. That's 844-408-3688. That's offer 2011, Living in Perfect Peace When God Deals with the Nation.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I'm Pastor Ted Traylor of Olive Baptist Church.
I'm Pastor Joey Rogers of Pace Assembly, and we want you to mark your calendars now for September the 11th at 6 p.m. for United in Prayer.
We're excited about bringing our churches together, and we want to invite you to join us at the Pensacola Bay Center on 9/11. We need spiritual awakening in our community.
And this is the time to gather the church. September the 11th, 6 p.m. at the Pensacola Bay Center.
Healthy communication is vital for a healthy marriage. This is Focus on the Family Minute. I'm John Fuller. And a lack of talking truthfully can harm your relationship. Here's family counselor Dr. Randy Carlson.
I think a great discussion within a marriage relationship is, when do we feel closest? What's happening in the relationship when we feel that? But I would encourage a woman to sit down with her husband and honestly talk about this. Again, I think it's so often what happens is disrespect shows up, words start to fly, people withdraw from each other, a wall goes up, sexual games start to get played, as opposed to just being honest.
Be proactive and protect against problems by being honest with your spouse about what's working and what's not working in your relationship. Then stop by focusonthefamily.com/marriage for more trusted advice.
If you haven't yet gone to the front of VFNTV.com, and there's a big link right there in the middle that says Visit Our Sponsors, I want you to go there and just, you see them, you go there, click on Visit Our Sponsors, and you'll see them, and they just continue coming in. We just thank God for our sponsors and our partners. And our partners are those who partner with us prayerfully and financially every single month, giving a financial gift. And our sponsors and underwriters are those businesses and ministries who stand up and say, listen, we too want to stand up for God and country in that order, and for Israel. And you can see them all. And it's there for a reason. It's there so you can know, you know what? If I need a particular product or a particular service, and I want to stand with those who are standing up for country, God and country, and Israel, I'm going to go to VFNTV.com, and I'm going to see, is there a sponsor there right now? And if you provide a business or a service, and you're not up, you need to do it. You need to say, hey, I want to be one of the ones that people come to. I want them to know, when you buy our service, when you buy our product, you are saying, I stand with VFNTV and the daily radio program because I truly want to be able to keep the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, which is a command from God for us. And the hope for America is the light of God's word, the light of truth. And we're standing together. So you can go to VFNTV.com, click on Visit Our Sponsors, and you can see firsthand, not only that, but maps on how to get to them, and so much other. Thank you to our sponsors, thank you to our partners, and God bless.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Can you believe that? If you missed an earlier part of this program, the temple of Satan, right? Satan's disciples of Satan are wanting to put
clubs in every elementary school. And City Council of Pensacola, Florida is bringing one of Disciples of Satan
to be able to.
I guess he would attend one of those clubs.
Probably.
Is that what you want? We got to make up our mind. What do we want? Are we going to say, you know what? Even though our president said, we're no longer a Christian nation, we got to make up our choice. Do we want to go back? It was, think about this. America was not. It didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
But then people began to stand up and said, listen, we've got to be under God. We can no longer be under a king because they're restricting us being able to worship God freely. Yeah. And so they stood up and said, listen, we're going to fight for our freedom. We're going to stand up for our freedom. And all of a sudden, the byproduct of that was the Declaration of Independence. Yeah. And then the U.S. Constitution and America came to pass. I mean, they had to go from zero to that. We are already living in what they fought for. Many people have fought, gave their life for. All we have to do is begin to act right and begin to turn our hearts back to God. We already have a country. Why lose what so many people died for to be able to give us? And at the very same time, you were watching things. Now, you know, I mentioned this on the air, and I mean, talking about patient.
Yeah.
Satan is so patient, and his disciples are so patient. These things are unfolding. So you're telling people 5 years in advance, listen, we don't need to do this because this is going to happen. They go, that's no way that can happen. 5 years later, it happens. They go, I'll be doggone. Man. It's like, you should.
Remember the last time we said that?
It was 5 years ago. Well, they took the internet, which was free. It was totally free. In other regards, nobody controlled it. It was freedom. It was like the Wild Wild West. You could do whatever. And all of our industries move there. All of our banks have moved there. And all of our young folks are doing their game things. I mean, everything's happened. So much stuff's on the internet. It's amazing. Well, they couldn't control it. They couldn't tax it. They make money when you mail a letter. They got that thing taxed. But an email, you can't tax an email. Yeah. They want to tax. You can't control unless you tax. So they had to begin to move the internet up under a governmental agency. And they did it. They actually did it. The chairman, the FCC chairman, back in February 4th, 2015, Tom Wheeler, against everyone's will, began to push the agenda, said, we need to regulate. We need to put the internet up under the FCC to treat it just like the power or like electricity. It's a utility.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a utility, but that's what they said. And we're going, don't do it. Don't do it. Well, they did it. And guess what? Now it can be regulated, and it's going to be regulated by the very government that said they weren't going to do it. I mean, anytime you give the government a government something, they're going to regulate it. And they say, we're doing this for, you know, net neutrality, all these different things. But understand, as Christians and Jews, you know, we have to stand up and say, we know how this is not going to turn out good for us. You're not going to let us talk about Jesus.
Yeah.
You're going to repress us. You're going to persecute us if we give this freedom up. And it's happening. Well, let's take a glance back at that taking place so you can see it actually happen. It was the FCC, Tom Wheeler, and they're talking about it just passed. Now the FCC's over it. It's going to shock you, but it happened. Take a look.
The chairman of the Federal Communications Commission is proposing tough new regulations today to make sure all internet traffic is treated equally. Chairman Tom Wheeler's net neutrality proposal is designed to prevent broadband providers from slowing down or blocking internet traffic, but the FCC won't go as far as regulating broadband prices.
Because they're concerned about these things that the chairman has already set aside, pricing regulations and unbundling and other elements that are sort of part of this same body of broad authority.
But do you worry? I mean, this is a big change that we're potentially talking about. We're talking about heavy government regulation in an industry that they've largely stayed out of until this point. Does that concern you at all?
Yes, it concerns me at all. Yeah. Yes, it does. Yeah. Think about this, that read scripture. He says the Lord tells us we can learn about him and consequences and blessings and these type of things by learning what happened before. There came a time when God's chosen folks, Israel, he just said, listen, you're going into Babylonian captivity. Just shut it down. It's over. You're not listening. I've talked to you for decades now. I've warned king after king after king. I gave reprieve after reprieve. Listen, you're going into Babylonian captivity. When they come, just surrender yourself over to them.
Mm.
If you don't surrender yourself over to them, it's going to be horrific. It's going to be bad. But just go ahead and go to Babylon, get into the world,
live for me in the world, but realize you're going to be in there for a long time. 70 years, as a matter of fact. They took it over. And Nehemiah writes about that, because when God began to bring Israel back, he began, that's what Nehemiah is about. And we have a talk. It's so important to understand how to restore the heart of the church by having a heart of Nehemiah. How to restore the church by getting a heart of Nehemiah. But he talks one particular aspect of regulation in Nehemiah. He says, every part of our body is controlled by our oppressor. I mean, every part of our body is controlled by our oppressor. Listen, the internet, think about it. Cars run by the internet now. Your some people's toasters run by the internet. I mean, everything. And Ted Cruz, Senator Ted Cruz, is saying September 30th, they're about to take a vote about giving the internet away. Somebody says, well, that's the ICANN. Well, the ICANN is the one that issues the names. We keep giving away everything, and that's a controlling mechanism. And Revelation chapter 13 talks about the beast economy that you can't buy or sell without being able to have this approval of this beast, this mark thing. Well, understand that it's things are shifting right now, and people are actually playing into the hands of end time prophecy. But like Josiah, we can stand up and say, God, don't take America into this. Keep us out of this, Lord. Help us come back to you. But on September the 30th, they're about to vote. And they're going to vote to give away this free. They've already put it up under FCC, which now gives them a chance to regulate it. And they can decide what they want to do. And imagine the United Nations being over the internet. Imagine President Erdogan of Turkey on a council deciding what you're going to say about Jesus on the internet. All your church, your broadcasting, your streaming, your podcasting, all that stuff comes with the internet. Now imagine in Turkey, this is what he said. They say, you can no longer call your church a church. You have to call it an association. And that's just the beginning of oppression. Listen to Senator Ted Cruz as he's telling us what's going to happen on September 30th. And we need to call our Congress and our senators and let them know, say, don't do this. Not that that would stop the current leadership, but just call them all and say, don't give it away. ICANN, you have to understand, is ICANN. That's who gets your www.yourbusinessname.com.org.net. He wants to give that away.
Yeah.
Take a look.
The internet. America invented it, and it has proven to be an amazing oasis of freedom. Free speech. Each of us able to speak our views online. And free enterprise. Millions of new businesses able to be opened online without any government pre-approval. But all of that could change. Right now, the Obama administration is trying to push through a radical proposal to give away control of the internet to foreign countries. From the very first days of the internet, the American government has maintained domain names and ensured equal access to everyone with no censorship whatsoever. Obama wants to give that power away to an international body called ICANN, which would empower countries like Russia and China and Iran. This internet giveaway poses a great threat to our country's freedom and our national security. Russia and China and Iran don't have a First Amendment. They don't protect free speech, and they actively censor the internet. ICANN could do the same thing, putting foreign countries in charge of what you can say online, prohibiting speech that they disagree with. Foreign governments are already planning to take ICANN and move it overseas so that it not only escapes U.S. law, but in effect turns into a mini United Nations. Unfortunately, Congress hasn't been willing to affirmatively act to prevent this giveaway before the transfer date on September 30th, 2016. That's why I've introduced the Protecting Internet Freedom Act to immediately stop this transfer and protect American sovereignty. Time is running out, and it's going to take the power of the American people and Congress to save the internet. We must keep the internet free, free of taxes, free of regulation, and free of censorship. America built the internet, and we shouldn't be giving it away to our enemies.
You see, you think, you're like, is there anything left to give away? Are you giving it? I mean, it's amazing. We have to apologize to President Carter for giving away the Panama Canal because everybody was so difficult against him on that. And it's like,
I don't think there's anything left to give away when you give this everything that runs on the internet and put that up under an international body, ICANN. You know, we got to be, and these paperwork was signed at the United Nations. We talked about that by our president maybe 1 year ago this September. And a lot of things were signed at that time. And it can turn if we turn as a nation. But if we don't, the nation doesn't turn, the church is going to just still do wonderful. As a matter of fact, it's going to do even better probably under time of persecution. But I just want to talk about this. It's so important to understand. How did we get here? How did we get here? And it reminds me of this, you know, that it reminds me of taking a trip to the Grand Canyon years ago. Being dirty is a progressive thing, you know, the progression of dirt. When we first start out, you know, walking and you're all squeaky clean and, you know, as a kid, you know, small kid, that, you know, all of a sudden your sin nature comes over you and you're going like, you know, I want my brother's, you name it, bottle or something, and they take it. Well, you know, I was a deputy sheriff. I've been in law enforcement. I said I would never, never, ever, 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 ever get a van or a minivan, right? So we got this minivan, and we were going to go to the Grand Canyon and go camp. We're going to camp our way all the way to the Grand Canyon. Now, I was a very clean person, you know, used to be. So I was a very clean person, and, you know, we're going to go camping. I'm more of a Holiday Inn camper, but we had young kids. We had Megan and we had Amber. We're going to go camp our way across the nation. And so we packed up everything neatly and we were heading west from going from Pensacola, Florida, all the way to the Grand Pothole, Grand Canyon, right? And so we're clean, but all of a sudden we get first camp out. We camp at the Brownsville, Texas. We made it to Texas. We're going to break camp. And we're looking around because we roughed it. We got a tent. So we're like, hey, we're going to get a tent here. We're going to just rough it. But we had the cleaning tools and different things like that. And we looked around for the best place to camp. And I thought, man, this is a beautiful place over here. We got these beautiful hedges, got this nice thick grass. I'm like, this camping stuff's great. We set up camp in this beautiful green grass, these tall hedges to the back of us. And we cooked food. And we had like a pan for washing dishes, dirty dishes. We had a bucket pan for clean dishes, and we rinsed them, put everything up nice and neat. It was just like, this is great. I love this. And the next morning when we were getting up, it was still rather early, but we heard some noises. We couldn't figure what the noise was because we're camping. You know, it's supposed to be quiet. Then we started smelling this strange blue smell. And when I stuck my head out of the tent, I realized the reason why the grass was so green and that smell that we were smelling, it was a dumping station on the other side of the hedge. They were dumping all these big, huge mobile homes were dumping their stuff on the other side of the hedge. Hence green grass, you know? So I was a very clean person. And at that moment we began to adjust a little bit. Obviously we might not be as clean as we thought we were going to be. And so we ventured over, we made it to Kerrsville, Texas, and we're camping out of Kerrsville, Texas, and passed up Fort Lancaster. And we realized that we got there, that we kind of adjusted a little bit, you know, we weren't as clean as we were originally then, but as a matter of fact, I think we even dried our daughter over the fire. I'm not really sure how that went, but we finally camped there. Maybe we weren't just as clean as we were, but we went. So we're going to go to New Mexico. We went to New Mexico. We got there at nighttime. We had a break camp and it's dark night and I'm to have tent stakes and I'm having to hammer them, which I didn't know, into a rock. New Mexico is a rock, and I'm bending these stakes, and finally we just blow the rafts up. We lay on the rafts, put the sleeping bags on the raft, and as soon as we get on the raft, they go, psh, they go all the way down. I'm telling you, you can adjust. I was such a clean person. By this time, it really didn't matter. We made it all the way to the Grand Canyon, We got there, and the water was so cold, I dropped the entire chicken in the dirt. You know what I did? I just took the chicken. Now, as you can see, the progressive, you know, the thing that we talk about, you just keep getting dirtier. I just took the whole chicken and just started just knocking the dirt off the chicken. I didn't even wash it. The water was too cold, and who cares? It's just dirt, right? That's how we are. See, you can have the best intentions. But the truth is, this is a progression to sin. At first, you're thinking, oh, it's just this small sin. Oh, it's just this one movie that says something or sees something you shouldn't see, or this game you shouldn't do, this app that you're doing. I mean, you think about it, and then it gets dirtier and gets dirtier. Next thing you know, you're like a pigsty. and you're having to say, wash me, God, I've sinned. And this is where we are as America. We have bought into so many things. This is not how we started this trip. America started a trip where it was one nation under God. Yeah, and we had issues, but we had God, and we were able to repent and say, God, we want you to be the God of this nation. But we've come so far right now, we're dropping our entire chicken in the ground and we're just dusting it off. We have to go back to God's original intent and say, God, forgive us. It was sin from the beginning. It was sin in Kerrsville. It was sin in Brownsville. It was sin in New Mexico. And it is sin in the Grand Canyon all the way across this United States. God, we have sinned against you. It's real strange. You don't think you'll get there, but understand you will get to a very dirty place in sin if you don't recognize it for what it is. Paul talks about it in Romans chapter 7. I encourage you to read it. But Jesus Christ will set us free from that. He will cleanse us from all of our sins, from all unrighteousness. We first have to go, it's dirty. It's sin, God. It's sin. Let me pray for you. Father God, Lord, I thank you that there's salvation in you. There's forgiveness in you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that those that are watching right now, maybe that their life has gotten to this particular point where they realize, you know, I didn't start out this way, but I've ended up this way. That they'll say, you know what, God, I'm ready to turn back to you. I'm ready to make you, Jesus, the Lord of my life. I'm ready to surrender my life to you. I'm ready to surrender my life to you. Lord, I thank you right now that you're hearing their voices and you're hearing their cry. Lord, I pray that you would restore them, that you'd wash them, cleanse them, Lord God. Restore them, Lord, unto you, Father God. And Lord, we ask you, Lord, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening to America, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
The VFN Torch takes VFN radio to the next level. Listen, you can't show pictures and you can't play videos when you're listening to the radio, but we have it available for you. Take it to the next level, linking resources. As a matter of fact, when you hear about one particular article or segment that's going on at VFN Radio, there might be four or five other segments that we did over that quarter or several months that you can tie together. Why? It's available for you. It's called the VFN Torch, just like the torch that Gideon carried, the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN Torch.